Today, we're talking about a question that we know has been on a lot of your minds. How would my financial situation change if I moved from a high cost of living area to a medium or low cost of living area? What would the trade-offs be? Would they be worth it? Or would my social life and quality of life take too much of a hit? On today's episode, we bring in Allison Irby Vu to talk about her experience from moving from Washington, D.C. to Tulsa, Oklahoma. Allison made her move using the Tulsa Remote Program, which offers money to incentivize people to move to the city and help revitalize it. And while there's many programs like that out there, this episode is not to encourage you to specifically think about one of them, but more, we want you to consider whether or not your city is holding you back financially and whether making a move like Allison's can help alleviate your financial stress and further you down the path to financial independence. Hello, hello, hello. My name is Mindy Jensen, and I am flying solo today because Scott is out gallivanting around town. Just kidding. He's taking a well-deserved day off and will join me again soon. As always, I am here to make financial independence less scary, less just for somebody else, to introduce you to Every Money Story because I truly believe financial freedom is attainable for everyone, no matter when or where you're starting. Without further ado, let's bring in Allison. Allison Irby Vu, welcome to the Bigger Pockets Money Podcast. I am so excited to talk to you today.
Thanks for having me. It's really great to be with you as well, Mindy.
Allison, right around the beginning of the pandemic, we started to hear about people who were leaving big city life and moving to smaller towns. During that time, you hopped on board that bandwagon and you moved from Washington, D.C. to Tulsa, Oklahoma. Do you remember the moment you started really considering making the move?
I do, actually. I was going on a walk with my son. We found this trail near our house. And while I was there, it was just the two of us. And I thought, I could do this anywhere. We were just in the middle of nature, just kind of exploring. And yeah, it was just kind of, why do I want to spend a crazy amount on rent to stay in a place where I work remotely? So I'm working at home. And then other than that, I'm out in nature with my son every day. And I thought we could really be exploring places that we normally wouldn't. And the pandemic really opened up this this way of thinking. It's something that I'd wanted to do, but being in that environment where it's like, it's just the two of us, we could do anything and go anywhere, is when it really started to click for me.
I love the idea that you can go anywhere. It seems like our jobs keep us really geographically cemented, but during the pandemic, everybody was working from home, or most people were working from home. So being able to go someplace else is awesome. Let's backtrack a little bit. You grew up in DC. Can you tell us about your relationship with money growing up?
Sure. So I will be very clear. I, as a native Washingtonian, you have to state clearly if you grow up in the suburbs of DC or in the city. It's a real thing. My parents both grew up in DC proper, and then I lived both in DC and in Maryland in the suburbs of DC, but it's all still, you know, kind of one ecosystem. And I grew up with my mom, who's a single mom, who worked for the federal government her entire career and provided a really solid, you know, stable life for me. I always felt like I had everything I needed, but it was very, it's an area where you think a lot about who you're going to be and what you're going to be, and where you sit, you know, kind of politically and, academically. Like I spent a lot of time thinking about, kind of doing future planning. And that, I think, was sparked by my mom always insisting that I needed to go, you know, to the best universities and I needed to get a great government job, right? That's like in DC, you want to be a contractor or government worker. So that's kind of the direction that I thought growing up.
The government benefits are unparalleled. My husband used to work for the VA hospital, and just the amount of Basically everything you get, minus salary, of course. The salary is okay, but the benefits are huge. So I can see why your mom wanted you to have a government job. What did you settle on? What is your job?
So I'd like to say I haven't settled. I try not to ever settle.
That's a great answer.
I do have the great pleasure of working in financial planning. I get to work every day with really amazing human beings who are just navigating getting financially liberated. And I love it.
That sounds like a I can work from anywhere job. So before you moved to Tulsa, you had documented your journey online of paying off a large sum of debt. I'd love to go off on a little bit of a tangent here and talk about that. How much debt did you have? How long did it take you to pay off? And how did you acquire that debt? What was that debt comprised of?
Yeah. So I'll say I never thought I would work in personal finance at all. It was not something I was aspiring to. I got a lot of student loans because I have 2 master's degrees and 3 bachelor's degrees. So I definitely love to learn and explore all of the opportunities that are out there. But that landed me in a lot of student loan debt. And it was really paralyzing for a really long time in ways that I didn't notice or fully understand. 8 years ago almost, had a baby. And that changed everything. And knowing that I was going to have my son, I wanted to get into the best financial place that I could, knowing that the student loans weren't going anywhere super fast. There were other things I could take care of. And so I got lots of jobs. I worked a full-time job that I really enjoyed. I got a second job that was really wild. I got to listen to jail conversations and get paid to do it. It was really cool though. I speak Spanish as well. So I got to listen to Spanish calls in Spanish and then transcribe the calls. And I sold a bunch of stuff. I read the Marie Kondo book around just like the idea of getting rid of things that don't serve you. And so I paid off somewhere over $30,000 in debt. But yeah, it was just kind of working really hard, knowing that the goal was to get at least credit card debt free before he arrived. He was coming and I needed to be ready. So I even shifted away from living in DC and moved back to Maryland. Which changed things as well.
We're speaking with Allison Irby Vu, who left her life in DC and got money to move to Tulsa, Oklahoma. You just heard Allison tell us about her financial situation before her move. Next up, you'll hear about how living in a smaller city changed her financial situation. But first, we're taking a quick ad break. Real estate investing is great, but for some, the tenant phone calls and clogged toilets aren't all that attractive. So how do you invest in real estate without getting your hands dirty? Invest for truly passive income with Pine Financial Group. Pine's mortgage fund offers an 8% preferred return and an attractive profit split, with 70% of profits going to the investors. You'll earn passive income by participating in lending to house flippers. And it's secure because senior lien holders, that's you, get paid first. Their rigorous underwriting process and the backing of the physical asset provide additional security in case of borrower default. Plus, by investing with Pine Financial Group, you contribute to the revitalization of communities by redirecting your funds from Wall Street to Main Street, supporting local economies and generating profits simultaneously. This investment is reserved for accredited investors. But if you are not accredited, Pine Financial has options for you too. Take control of your investments and secure a stable 8% annual return today. Visit pinefinancialgroup.com/biggerpockets to learn more about the fund. That's pinefinancialgroup.com/biggerpockets.
When it comes to financial guidance, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When Mindy and I want to upgrade our wallets, we turn to NerdWallet.
Scott's right. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products.
Before NerdWallet, Mindy and I were paying for vacations in cash, missing out on miles, and not even knowing what we're leaving on the table.
But now we're flying through the skies for free, thanks to our new cards with more miles and upgrades than ever.
So if you want more travel rewards, hotel upgrades, or airport lounge access, no matter where you go next, let NerdWallet help you make it happen with a killer travel card.
Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com.
NerdWallet, finance smarter.
As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms of each credit card issuer apply. It's Military Appreciation Month, so I'd like to personally thank all our past guests who have served and all our listeners who are serving, deployed, veterans, or in the reserves. But I'm not the only one showing appreciation. Navy Federal Credit Union wants to celebrate their members who go above and beyond with exclusive rates, discounts, and tools. This month, join Navy Federal and get $50 when you open a credit card. Visit NavyFederal.org/celebrate. to see their Military Appreciation Month offers and other Navy Federal offers. With 24/7 U.S.-based member service and resources for veterans transitioning to civilian life, Navy Federal is here to help you reach your goals. Head to NavyFederal.org/celebrate. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. Disclaimer, must join an open membership savings account between May 1st and May 31st. Annual percentage yield 0.25% for membership savings account. $5 minimum balance to open, maintain membership savings account, and to obtain bonus. Visit NavyFederal.org for more terms and conditions. Welcome back to the Bigger Pockets Money Podcast. Let's get back on topic and talk about Tulsa. You moved from Washington, D.C. to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I have actually been to both of those cities, and Washington, D.C. is a little more big than Tulsa. Why? Not that Tulsa is bad. Please don't email me that you think I'm doing Tulsa hate, but it's a big difference. Why Tulsa?
Well, it was community. And honestly, I want to say it was New Year's Day, New Year's Eve, something like that, that I got an email from some travel blog, I don't even know which one it is, honestly, but I followed some bloggers and they posted about this opportunity to move to Tulsa for this experience of community and to make $10,000 doing it. And I thought, huh, I really want community. And I've lived in the DC area. If I didn't live internationally somewhere, I lived in DC or the surrounding areas. And I know a lot of people, but I still felt like I wasn't in community with people. And that I felt that before the pandemic, but even more so during the pandemic. And so this opportunity to go to a new place where I didn't know people, but could be in an environment where people were seeking community, where other like-minded people and completely different people were seeking to build something. I just thought it would be really powerful to go and see what it was about, especially knowing it was only a year commitment. Like, what did we have to lose in the midst of a pandemic where all we're doing is sitting at home, doing art, and wandering around in nature?
I love that. So you got $10,000 to move from Washington, D.C. to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and live there for a year.
Yes.
I have moved cross-country for not for free. It came out of my pocket. That's awesome. And like you said, it's a 1 year commitment. Are you still there?
I'm still here. It will be 3 years in 2 weeks.
Something else that you said in DC, I knew a lot of people, but I didn't feel community with them. And that, I think that's a really important distinction to make. Just because you know a lot of people doesn't mean that's your community. Community is the people that get what you're talking about, that understand where you're coming from, that you don't have to explain the concepts of the community, whatever the community is. And did you find community in Tulsa?
I am still finding community. It's very cool. I would say just the idea that these are people who were willing to do this crazy thing I was willing to do says a lot about us collectively, in that there are people from all over the country, people who moved here from other countries, even that are seeking the same. And so it's really helpful to be around such openness. I've met friends that I'll have forever, people that feel like family. And if it hasn't done anything else, it's helped me to create a more clear sense of what I want community to feel like.
I love that. I love that so much, because your community doesn't have to be somebody else's community. You can create your own community. And I live in Longmont, Colorado, which is the kind of like mecca for Phi. And I have community, and it is so awesome to be in a place where there are so many people just like you or similar to you. And you don't have to explain anything. You can get together and you don't have to worry about like small talk. If you have this in common, you have other things in common too. And it kind of gets over the hump of awkwardness when you meet somebody new within the community. So I'm so happy that you found your community within Tulsa. And that's really awesome. Can you paint us a picture of your financial situation around the time that you decided to move to Tulsa?
Yeah, I was earning a little under six figures, which didn't feel like anything in DC. My rent had just increased and was going up again, all to not move and really do anything. And I was really grateful that I had some time in the pandemic to pause childcare, because childcare in DC is like $2,000 a month, on top of a, you know, rent that's at least $2,000 a month. So that's kind of where I was, just kind of managing that, and living pretty paycheck to paycheck. Having things paid off just meant, especially like becoming a mom and then not working five jobs to try to make the extra money, just, being more grounded and being at home, meant that I had one job. And so pretty month to month, you know, just kind of keeping up, with trying to keep up. I'll say that, just trying to kind of keep up with everything going on around me and not feeling like there was much progress to be made. And that I, moved to the suburbs of Maryland, DC suburbs, 2 weeks before my son was born. And moved to this community. It was a super nice community. And I moved within that community to try to save money. Like, I just kind of kept rotating through different housing options within the community. They'd have like a deal. And so I'd move to a new building that they built. But I never felt like, I felt like, oh, I can keep moving to slightly larger units within this apartment community, but I can't buy a house here.
Yeah, that is one of the trade-offs with these big cities, typically coastal cities, is that they've got the nightlife, they've got the, you know, population, they've got all of these amazing things, but it comes with a trade-off, and that is very expensive housing, expensive food, expensive transportation, expensive everything. Getting back to the Tulsa Remote Program specifically, what were the qualifications for being accepted into this program?
That's a great question. You have to have a remote job that can kind of cover your expenses. So I'm not sure what the income requirement is, but there is one for you to get into the program. You have to have an interview. You go through an interview process to share a bit about yourself and how you'll benefit the community and what your interests are. I'm not sure what all of the specifics are, but I knew that I had the income requirements met and met with folks and interviewed, and they took me.
Yay. And what is your housing situation? Did you get a place to rent? Is everybody in this program in kind of the same area? Or did you buy a house? Are you all spread out?
So you're required. So this is one of the requirements, is that you must live in within the Tulsa limits. So you can't move here and then say, oh, I actually want to buy a farm that's an hour away from Tulsa. So there is an expectation of participation in community. And so there are lots of ways to do it. There are folks who live in apartments downtown. There are people who live in single family homes out in more of a suburbia, kind of suburban feel. When I first moved here, I rented a house, and that's something that was really important to me. I love the apartment community we were in, but with the pandemic, I knew that I needed to be able to get outside easily and quickly and have room to run for both of us. And so I was able to find a cute home to rent with a ginormous backyard. I thought, we'll see how the first year goes, and then I can make some decisions about buying a home. And 6 months in, I bought a home.
That's awesome.
So yeah, so now we live just about a 10 to 12 minute walk to downtown, bordering a historic neighborhood here in a brand new single family home.
Were there any stipends for moving or housing or anything like that?
So they provide a reimbursement for visiting. There is, when I joined the program, the $10,000 they give you the $10,000 over the course of the year that you live here, unless you purchase a home. So if you purchase a home and you can share the deed that you have in fact purchased it, they will give you the remaining amount of the $10,000, because then it shows that you are in fact sticking around. So that is an incentive. And they also, we use Slack to connect. And they share lots of resources and things like that with the community. But other than that, there's no, it's a huge incentive to know that if you make it here and it feels right, that you could get that money a lot sooner. So that's really helpful than waiting that entire year to, you know, just get a small chunk every month. Either way is actually great, because now I experienced both. I experienced the monthly allocation of the funds as well as the larger sum. And it was really helpful for me that once I bought the house, that all the extra stuff, you know, wanting to buy new furniture for, you know, the patio, or wanting to get the kitchen just right, you know, I had extra money to navigate that.
How much would you estimate your entire move cost you from Washington, D.C. to Tulsa?
I want to say about $6,000. And that's, you know, paying for pods or those types of things to ship.
What factors did you take into consideration before the move?
January 1st of 2021, my son and I got in my car and we drove from the DC area to Tulsa, because I wanted to feel what it was like to be here, not just read things. For me, it was important to see what the political climate felt like, the warmth of people or the lack thereof. Very importantly, I wanted to know that there was a Trader Joe's. And I know that sounds really silly, but it actually was something that was on my list. I wanted to know that there were museums and cultural things to explore, and that even if the diversity didn't look like the diversity where I'm from, which I knew it couldn't, that it would feel welcoming and an open enough place for us to share our diversity and to explore others and other cultures.
I don't think that it's fair to compare Washington, D.C. diversity to
it is not. It is places. Not fair, and I wouldn't dare, because I've traveled this country pretty extensively, and there's nowhere that I've ever been that is the same level of diverse, socioeconomically diverse, culturally, ethnically. Like, we've got it all in the DC area. So I had zero expectation of that, but there is a great deal of diversity here in there's a huge Native population here. There are just people from different backgrounds that live here. And I wanted to make sure that we could at least experience that. Cowboy culture, I'd never spent any time indulging in. So just something different that we could continue learning about other people and learning about ourselves through the experience.
So what's your favorite part about Tulsa?
The life that I want to give my son, where he has friends he can run around with in the neighborhood, and we don't have to, everything doesn't have to be a scheduled play date. You know, he gets to have a little bit of the freedoms that I had being, you know, an 80s, 90s kid, kind of free range roaming around. It's really important for me. And I know that we're able to travel the state and the world in a way that we couldn't do as freely if we stayed where we were. You know, my son is super active in sports. Sports are expensive. These kids, why are these kids so expensive? But sports are, you know, it costs a lot. And to keep up with all of that, I think the pace here, it's so much slower that I can get everywhere and anywhere within 15 minutes is huge. It just gives me time back to be present to my son in a way that living in the DC area, you just don't get. My time is worth so much. And time together is so important to me. So having that is worth everything.
Time back to be present with your son. That is, I cannot highlight that enough. I cannot underline that and circle it and point arrows to it, because that is so, so important. What is the point of having a kid if you're not going to spend any time with them, if you can't spend any time with them because you're always in the car commuting to your job and not able to be present with them? I mean, when I worked in Chicago, I lived in several cities around the Chicago area, and the commute is just awful. And I didn't have kids at the time, but you wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning to get to work by 8. You are back home at the, you know, crack of 7, and then you go to bed and do it all over again.
100%. And I, you know, I shared earlier that my mom provided so much for me and so much stability and financial safety and all of that. But she also worked in Washington, D.C., and we lived in the D.C. suburbs, and she had to leave before I was even out the door for school. She didn't come home until it was time for her to make dinner. You know, and I knew that I wanted something different. I get to drop my son off at school every morning. I pick him up from school every day. You know, we get to go on nature walks around our neighborhood after dinner. You know, there's time for play. There's just, you know, even to be able to participate as a homeroom parent and leave work after a call, jump off a call and run to his class, help out, and then come back and, you know, jump back in and have that still take, you know, under an hour or two. That's the amount of time it would take just to get to work, you know? So there just is so much flexibility in that. And there's just also room to create what's next, right? And I think that's a big draw for a lot of folks in Tulsa Remote. There are a lot of creatives here. There are a lot of people who are just looking to launch into their next thing, who aren't fixed on, you know, it being, there being one narrative. Like, this is my job. I've chosen this one thing. These are the various things I'm exploring, and there's room here to think about it and to actually build. And there's a lot of reception. There's a lot of really receptive people and businesses here. If you have an idea and you want to start something, there, you know, only 20 different incubators you can engage in and be a part in and growing whatever that next thing is for you.
We're going on a quick break. You've heard Allison talk all about the positives that came from her move from DC to Tulsa. When we're back, Allison will discuss some of the drawbacks.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED lights, exhaust kits, turbochargers, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When it comes to financial guidance, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When Mindy and I want to upgrade our wallets, we turn to NerdWallet.
Scott's right. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products.
Before NerdWallet, Mindy and I were paying for vacations in cash, missing out on miles, and not even knowing what we're leaving on the table.
But now we're flying through the skies for free, thanks to our new cards with more miles and upgrades than ever.
So if you want more travel rewards, hotel upgrades, or airport lounge access, no matter where you go next, let NerdWallet help you make it happen with a killer travel card.
Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com.
NerdWallet, finance smarter.
As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms of each credit card issuer apply.
This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Listen up, business owners. Here's some quick math. Fewer costs equals more profit. The problem? You're spending more than ever on operations, materials, deliveries, software, and more. So why not reduce your costs and headaches with NetSuite by Oracle? NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth. NetSuite lives in the cloud, which means you can reduce IT costs with no hardware required. Cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because now you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. It makes sense that over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Don't let rising costs sink your business's growth. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/bpmoney. That's netsuite.com/bpmoney. netsuite.com/bpmoney. It's Military Appreciation Month, so I'd like to personally thank all our past guests who have served and all our listeners who are serving, deployed, veterans, or in the reserves. But I'm not the only one showing appreciation. Navy Federal Credit Union wants to celebrate their members who go above and beyond with exclusive rates, discounts, and tools. This month, join Navy Federal and get $50 when you open a credit card. Visit navyfederal.org/celebrate. to see their Military Appreciation Month offers and other Navy Federal offers. With 24/7 U.S.-based member service and resources for veterans transitioning to civilian life, Navy Federal is here to help you reach your goals. Head to navyfederal.org/celebrate. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. Disclaimer, must join an open membership savings account between May 1st and May 31st. Annual percentage yield, 0.25% for membership savings account. $5 minimum balance to open, maintain membership savings account, and to obtain bonus. Visit NavyFederal.org for more terms and conditions. Welcome back to the show. Well, now that we've established that Tulsa is literally heaven on earth, are there any drawbacks to Tulsa? Anything you miss about Washington, D.C.?
Oh, 100%. Again, like the diversity piece is really important to me. And that's a big struggle for me personally, because I grew up with, you know, walking down the street in D.C., you hear 5 different languages, you know, in a 10-minute time frame. And I miss the diversity of food. Every time I go back, I have to go get Thai food. I have to get Ethiopian food, or like dig into really specific things, crabs. I've talked about getting crabs flown in from Maryland, because It's a real thing. When you're from the area, you need your crab fix. And I love my family and my friends at home and I miss them, but it's there. You know, I go back and visit often. It's still the same old stuff, you know? And so I can pick back up. I miss it because I live there my whole life. And so much a part of it is, you know, we'll always be home. And there's an identity piece that connects me there, right? Like when people ask, oh, so you're from Oklahoma. I'm definitely not an Oklahoman. I'm definitely still a native Washingtonian. I'm a Maryland girl. I am not. My son, however, is like full on Tulsan. He embraces it. But there is that part of me that, you know, will always be a DC girl.
And that's valid. I have lived everywhere, and being in Chicago is the place that I lived the most of my life, but I don't necessarily consider myself from anywhere in particular because I've lived everywhere. I'm from everywhere. But the hustle and bustle is not at all something I miss about Chicago. Yeah, they've got great food, and Longmont, Colorado does not have the diversity of food options that a larger city in Chicago would have. But that doesn't mean that I can't find something to eat here. I'm sure that's the same with Tulsa.
Oh, yeah. We have found so many hidden gems, not just in Tulsa, but we've explored this region a ton. My son, I think, has now been to over 30 states. And I only have 3 left to go before I've hit all 50. And so much of it has happened because we've lived here. I didn't know if we'd live here for just a year. And so, you know, we've explored every corner of Oklahoma and really try to make it count. So yeah, there are lots of little special, unique things about Tulsa. I don't know that if this program had been anywhere else in Oklahoma that I would have considered it, but Tulsa specifically has an energy that drew me in and keeps us here.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm so glad that you went there and discovered that it is something that you would like to do. Do you think you're going to live there forever?
Ooh, forever is a really long time, Mindy.
For the foreseeable future.
Don't think I can say that. I think remain invested in Tulsa for the foreseeable future. And I don't mean invested, financially invested. I mean emotionally invested and financially invested. I think just like deep community investment. I think we've established roots here that are not likely to be broken. I'm not the kind of person that likes to lock myself into things. I keep an open heart and open mind to whatever is out there. But for now, this is a place that is meeting our current needs.
That's awesome. Yeah, I have moved a lot, like I said, but I finally found the place that I am never going to leave from. And finding a place that you can connect with is so, so important. So is this program still going on? Can people still apply and get the $10,000 housing or $10,000 stipend and all of that?
Yes. The community continues to grow. To my understanding, it's the most successful program out there of its kind. And I can totally understand why. Even now that I'm 3 years in, you know, I'm an alum at this point, OG, Tulsa Remoter, I still benefit greatly from the community. Like when I'm exploring new options for camps for my son, or just want to know what new restaurants have popped up. Like everyone is really, really welcoming and really helpful and sharing all their resources. It's such a great tool to have when you're new to a place, having a built-in community. I think past college, unless you work at some really big company that's like some really cool company, you're just destined to be kind of around the same people all the time. So Tulsa Remote has been a really great way to keep evolving friendships, to keep learning about new things and keep digging in deeper to community and parts of community that you might not otherwise explore. They create weekly opportunities for members to connect and to connect with each other and learn more about the city itself. So Yeah. I mean, I encourage people all the time to apply. I've gotten folks to move here. And yeah, even one of my best friends, when I said we were moving here, she bought a house in Tulsa because she said, well, if you're moving there, I know it's somewhere to be because you wouldn't just be moving to Oklahoma for no reason. So, you know, community, I want to grow community with the people that are already here, but also continue to bring in those who are looking for a similar feeling.
Yeah, I love it. Allison, this was so much fun. Thank you so much for your time today. Is there any place that people can connect with you online?
Yes. My website is allisonherbivoo.com. And my Insta handle is the same.
Awesome. This was so much fun to listen to. Thank you so much for your time today. And that wraps up this episode of the Bigger Pockets Money Podcast. She is Allison Herbivoo, and we will link to her website and Instagram in our show notes. And I am Mindy Jensen saying, gotta go, Buffalo.
Bigger Pockets Money was created by Mindy Jensen and Scott Trench. Produced by Hajar Eldas. Edited by Exodus Media, copywriting by Nate Weintraub. And lastly, a big thank you to the Bigger Pockets team for making this show possible.
Military Appreciation Month, so I'd like to personally thank all our past guests who have served and all our listeners who are serving, deployed, veterans, or in the reserves. But I'm not the only one showing appreciation. Navy Federal Credit Union wants to celebrate their members who go above and beyond with exclusive rates, discounts, and tools. This month, join Navy Federal and get $50 when you open a credit card. Visit NavyFederal.org/celebrate. to see their Military Appreciation Month offers and other Navy Federal offers. With 24/7 U.S.-based member service and resources for veterans transitioning to civilian life, Navy Federal is here to help you reach your goals. Head to NavyFederal.org/celebrate. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. Disclaimer, must join an open membership savings account between May 1st and May 31st. Annual percentage yield 0.25% for membership savings account. $5 minimum balance to open, maintain membership savings account, and to obtain bonus. Visit NavyFederal.org for more terms and conditions.